From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A top British government investigator says in a report released Thursday that Russian President Vladimir Putin probably personally approved the assassination of Alexander Litvinenko. Litvinenko was a Russian spy turned dissident who was exiled in Britain after criticizing Putin. Here's British Prime Minister David Cameron.
We must now read the report in its entirety and take everything into account, but be in no doubt, this shocking event was reacted to years ago when it happened, and we're toughening our action again today.
In Moscow, a Russian foreign ministry spokesperson said, and I quote, "We regret that a purely criminal case has been politicized and has darkened the general atmosphere of bilateral relations." Military group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for an attack on a restaurant in the Somali capital that a witness says killed at least two people, injured four others. Reports are that more than 20 other people are trapped inside that restaurant. A bomb blast killed at least six people in a Cairo tourist neighborhood Thursday when police raided a suspected militant hideout. Three policemen and at least one civilian are among the dead. Security officials suspect that Muslim Brotherhood militants planted the bomb that exploded when police burst into an apartment. Efforts to launch a political transition in Syria, the plight of Americans missing in Iraq, and the fight against the Islamic State militants are among the issues that Secretary of State John Kerry discussed Thursday in a series of meetings and interviews in Switzerland. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is to visit Turkey amid the ongoing fight against the Islamic State militant group and before next week's peace talks in Vienna on Syria. Dorian Jones has details.
Vice President Biden is expected to press Turkey to do more to prevent jihadist infiltration through its border with Syria. The visit comes as Ankara is demanding Washington rein in recent gains by the Syrian Kurdish militia, the PYG, against the Islamic State. Turkey accuses the Syrian Kurdish militia of being linked to PKK rebels, which Turkish forces are fighting. Biden is scheduled to meet with representatives of Turkey's civic society. Turkey's U.S. ambassador, John Bass, last week strongly condemned the prosecution of academics calling for a resumption of a peace process with the PKK. Ongoing tension between Ankara and Baghdad over Turkey's unauthorized deployment of military forces to Bashika in Iraq is also expected to be brought up by Biden. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says the 200 American commandos now in Iraq and Syria are carrying out raids on Islamic State targets, killing or capturing them wherever we find them. Carter said U.S.-led coalition forces have big arrows pointed at reclaiming Mosul in Iraq and Raqqa in northern Syria, the self-proclaimed capital, the religious caliphate the Islamic State has declared.
After ISIL is defeated, these forces must secure and govern the territory by building long-term trust within the populations that they liberate.
U.S. Defense Chief told a training school for French officers in Paris that the American commandos have already established contact with new forces that share our goals. 1 month after Singapore deported 26 Bangladeshi Muslim migrant workers who have been charged for allegedly supporting the ideology of Islamist terrorists like Al-Qaeda and Islamist State, authorities have said the men were contemplating to participate in and wage armed jihad in the Middle East as well as in Bangladesh. Following a primary investigation, including interrogation of the deportees, Bangladesh police say the men were members of Ansarullah Bangla Team, a banned Bangladeshi hardline Islamist militant outfit that was charged for a series of killings of atheist bloggers in the country last year. And British Prime Minister David Cameron says he is optimistic of securing a deal by February 17th to reform the European Union, which would secure Britain's future and the 28-nation bloc. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.